For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. For the first time since the school's opening back in the 1800s, 30% of Polytechnique engineering grads were women this year. That brings the graduating class in line with a goal set by Engineering Canada to have women make up 30% of working engineers by 2030. Right now, only 40% of engineers are female in this country. In other news, some 10,000 education workers declared a half-day strike Thursday. They're trying to pressure the government to continue contract negotiations with librarians, counselors, and other staff without a collective agreement for over a year. Finally, with over 3 million doses administered, 34% of Quebecers have gotten at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, with nearly 800,000 shots administered in Montreal alone. For more, visit cjlo.com/news.
Hello, you are listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. It's been a while. Haven't been live in a couple weeks. Just had a pre-record on, but here we are. We're back. We're live and have got a special programming here for you today. It is Ambient April at CJLO. And I will be playing an entire show of ambient music. So this was not a thing when I was first at CJLO. So I'm kind of excited about this. It's the entire week. It was April 19th to... Oh, you know what? I guess I'm late, but it's still April, so I'm still going to do it. whatever. Here we go. Yes, I'm a bit late. I'm outside of the official bounds. We're thinking out of the box, but we are still going to go on a ambient and meditative journey because this is one of my favorite genres of music, and I feel like I haven't been as close to it in the past couple of years. So this was a fun exercise to reconnect with some of my favorite artists from earlier in the last decade, as well as throw in a couple of new artists that I've connected with in the past couple years. So speaking of such, the first song I'm going to play for you today is by Emily A. Sprague, and Emily is the vocalist for the folk trio Florist that you would be familiar with if you are a longtime listener of Maiden Voyage. But this is Emily's solo work, and the solo work is ambient music. This is off one of her their first album's called Water Memory. So it's a meditation on water, and the song is called A Lake. A lot of these songs that we'll hear tonight are quite long, which is, you know, part of the calling card of the ambient genre. So you won't hear too much from me tonight. This song, for example, is 13 minutes long. So just sit back, relax, make yourself comfortable, and enjoy the sound bath on CJLO 1690 AM. That was Emily A. Sprague with A Lake off of their album Water Memory. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM, and I will return to talk to you after this quick ad break.
Are you a film lover? Curious to see what's being made by student filmmakers from Concordia and around the world? Tune in for the 48th edition of the Concordia Film Festival, taking place from May 6th to May 9th. Founded in 1973, the CFF is the largest and oldest student-run film festival in North America. Held annually at the beginning of May, the CFF screens over 200 short films from Concordia's Mel Hoppenheim School of Cinema and by student filmmakers from around the globe, creating a diverse set of stories to share. The Emerging Voices Seminar also offers a platform for Concordia students to present their research projects in an environment inclined to discuss and learn. Plus, the festival will host industry talks with renowned guests and celebration ceremonies spanning across the four-day period. You don't want to miss it. The CFF's virtual screenings will be held online from May 6th to 9th on Eventive. For more information, visit the CFF website, www.concordiafilmfestival.com, check out the Facebook page, and at Concordia Film Festival on Instagram. See you on May 6th, and Bon Cinema.
Oh my gosh, Bon Cinema. I am very happy that I decided to have a quick talk spot because I knew that when I played the ad, it was going to be really jarring, and it was even more jarring than I could have expected. I should have made my talking a little bit louder in that case, but oh well, damage is done. I hope you all weren't too thrown off by that. So, c'est ça? Well, coming up next is a song off of the album Paradise Valley by Grouper, one of the artists that used to get a lot of airtime on CJLO back in the day, around like 2010, 2011, and would actually come to Montreal a lot to play Sony Pearl Popolo and ambient festivals like that. So I haven't been keeping up with her too often, but still is one of my favorites if you're thinking of like long-term music. So this is actually a song that I only recently discovered. I'm not too familiar with this album Paradise Valley, so I hope you enjoy it. This song is called Headache. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Thank you.
You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. This was Katerina Barbieri. And this show is for CJLO's Ambient April. Now we're going to go to an ad break. I can't guarantee that the ad is not going to be loud, so we will experience this together, and if it's jarring, I apologize, but here we go. Oh god.
Halifax indie pop band Hillsburn is excited to announce the release of their new full-length album, Slipping Away. Hailed by CBC Music as one of the top Canadian albums to check out this year, Slipping Away will be available wherever you find music on May 28th via LHM Records. For more information, check out hillsburn.com.
Yeah, that was just a tad jarring there. You know, not necessarily easy to mix, I will say, from my wee radio studio at home here in St. Henry from my laptop. But I mean, regardless, that's what an ad break is for, right? To startle you out of your reveries so that you are like, wow, I'm going to go get that album. That is actually a cool ad though, because I think that's one of the first ads I've heard at CJLO that is for actual music, which is pretty cool. We never had an ad like that when I was working at the station, so props. I don't know why I'm commenting on the ads, but here we are. So before that, you had heard Katerina Barbieri off of the album Patterns of Consciousness. The song is called S-O-T-R-S, all in capitals. No dots in between, just if you would like to do a little searchy search. Before that, we had Touch Me and Die by Carolee Cloverdale with the album Aftertouches. And Juliana Barwick, a classic, with the song Call off of the album Pacing. And coming up next, we are getting towards the end of the hour. I have a couple more songs for you. These ones are a little bit short. We're going to start off with Sarah DeVicci. This song is called Gilded, and then we're going to end this little bit with The Spire, which is actually a song off of one of my favorite games, Monument Valley. And it has an excellent ambient soundtrack, so I thought I'd throw that in there tonight because it's short and sweet, and I feel like it kind of complements nicely Katerina Barbieri's song that we just heard. So I will play that first, and then we'll hear Gilded by Sarah DeVicci on CJLO 1690 AM. And my cat, because what is ambient music without some ambient noise? Am I right? I think I'm right. Thank you. I don't know if you can hear this, but my cat just jumped on me and is now sitting on my lap. I'm restraining him from jumping onto the computer, but he's purring into the microphone. Can you hear it? Is it relaxing? Ambience. In honor of Ambient April, we have the artist, Cubby Tompkin, with his debut single, Ron Ron, off of the album, Vibes. COVID Vibes. All right, we are going to end off the show tonight with probably one of the masters of ambient and electronic music, Pauline Oliveros, one of the people that got me into the genre in the first place when I had first started out in radio. Such eclectic sounds. I'm going to play the piece that she is the most famous for. However, a lot of her later work with vocals and accordions is my favorite of hers, so I would very much recommend that you check those out in your own spare time, and maybe I'll actually play them on the show later as well. But this is Bye Bye Butterfly by Pauline Oliveros, and I thought it was a nice fitting end to the show because it's kind of radio themed, staticky, fun. Thank you so much for tuning in to Maiden Voyage, and we'll see you again next week. And yes, that is the song. That's not your machine or your ears. But just imagine tinnitus. This could be you. Okay, bye. Thank you.